podcast.
It's been a while. What happened was I got locked outside of the app, and I just didn't record anything. Wasn't able to get back into it until right this moment. But I just wanted to give an amazing, a big, big thank you to every single person that has listened. I mean, we got 16 plays on the last one, and that's super happy. I mean, it makes me happy. I'm just, you know, grateful. And I'm not somebody who stresses about numbers and metrics and things like that, but I mean, just having one person listen to my stuff is amazing. So I'm super grateful for you guys. And, you know, I'm always happy to connect, reach out, you know, DM. If you tell me, hey, you know, I've listened to your podcast before, I'd be 10 times more open to hearing what you have to say. So I think that's something to note. But moving forward, just feel like I gotta update, you know, life and, you know, kind of get to a clean slate. But man, so many good things are happening, and I really, really, really just thankful. So a few things I want to promote, and no, this is not selfish, but I want to promote your passion. I know I talk about that a lot. You know, maybe it's your hobby right now, but, you know, I really want to promote creativity. If you're a creative like myself, if you're a very thoughtful individual, I want to promote that, and I want you to focus more on that, because ultimately it's going to bring you more happiness. You're probably going to make more money doing it anyways. So those are the things I want to promote. I've seen a shift happening in my life, and it involves passion. You guys know I'm very passionate about music, and it's just been great. I mean, I don't know what else to say. Like, thankful, you know, I put in the work, and, you know, good results come of it. So yeah, just guys, chase after what you love doing and do that. So yeah, that's what I want to promote. But to really give some more value, or even some more insight, you know, this is going to be like a really behind the scenes episode. I'm in the confines of my home, you know, just here chilling in my bedroom, and this is one of the spaces that I tend to have mental clarity, mental peace. You know, I think a lot when I go into my room. It's kind of like a cocoon, you know, and I think we all do this, unless you guys have, you know, you live with somebody, or maybe you're talking on the phone all the time, or maybe you're just consumed by the media or consumed by your phone, you know. But I do a lot of introspection. I do a lot of thinking, and not wishful thinking, just, you know, strategy, and trying to work out some of the things that I'm working on. Maybe it's a problem or a situation in my life. But yeah, I do a lot of thinking, and, you know, one thing I've been doing lately is playing an audiobook from YouTube, and I'll just let it play, and, you know, I'll listen to however many, you know, however long I can listen to it. Sometimes it's a 10-hour audiobook on YouTube, and I only listen to an hour before falling asleep, and then I wake up and the video's done. But yeah, that's something I've been doing lately. And not trying to say that you're gonna learn by listening to things while you sleep. I've seen some studies that say that that it doesn't work, but I try to listen to what I can. So, you know, if I get a 30 minutes or an hour of value out of that audiobook as I'm going to bed, I think it's good. And I'll tell you what, guys, if you're studying or you're learning things right before you go to bed, you have a much higher chance of remembering them. I tend to find out that I actually remember some of the things that I've learned, and it'll kind of hit me, you know, in the middle of a day. Maybe I'm working on something, or I'm talking to somebody, and I'm like, oh yeah, remember to do this, you know. So it's super cool. It's really interesting. So, like I said, this episode's just behind the scenes. I do a lot of thinking, and I really got to take more action in my life. I know I talk about that a lot. Action over words. Actions are powerful. And I'll tell you what, guys. Just because somebody has made a decision on you, that doesn't mean that decision was for you. And so what I mean by that is, just because somebody doesn't think you're qualified, doesn't mean you're not qualified. You know? I think a lot of the times, maybe it's the other person, or it's that person making a judgment on you, that they're not ready to see your greatness shine through. It's not even on some hateful stuff, but like, let's just say, for instance, you know, you're very talented, because a lot of you guys are, and let's say you're very talented, and for whatever reason, you may have people in your life that would love to have your talent work for them, or basically, you know, they want to work with you, but maybe it's not the right time for them. You know, there's when you start to grow up in this world, and when you start to level up in your career, you're gonna realize that at a certain point, everyone could benefit from you, from your talents. And when you start to realize that, you know, you're gonna have people that are gonna come and ask you, oh, can you help me out? Can you do this for free? Maybe they don't want to pay your full price. For whatever reason, you're just going to have people reach out to you, or people that want to work with you, but they're not ready. It's not that you're not ready. And so, you know, don't beat yourself up if, like, you have a company or an organization or a corporation that you really want to work with, you know? And let's say it's a big, big brand, you know, let's say it's Coca-Cola or Pepsi, right? And you really, really want to work with them. Maybe it's for an advertisement or something creative. I mean, they're a huge, huge company, right? So obviously money's not an issue, but let's say that they don't think that you're qualified yet. That doesn't mean that you're not qualified yet. And I feel like a lot of people take those answers they take them face value, when really it has to be like a grain of salt mentality on that decision. And so if you think you're ready, that means you are. Like, if you think you're ready, then you are. If I think I'm ready, then I am. And I really think that's like a big message here. A lot of people just take decisions for face value. Like, I don't know if a lot of you guys don't know this, but I didn't get accepted into my music school of choice. And I'm sure that some of you guys can resonate with that, as you can remember a time where you didn't get accepted for a certain program, or a certain course, or a certain company, or a team they didn't hire you on. I'm sure a lot of you guys, just like myself, felt rejected. But you know what I did is, I told myself that I didn't need it. I didn't need the music school. And the truth is, I didn't. And it wasn't until I met a few of the people who graduated that I realized you don't need it to become successful. And I realized that the journey has more to do with you and yourself than it does with you and getting help from others. You know, I pride myself on being a self-taught music producer, you know. I jumped into the studio and I just learned. I mean, I just figured things out, and I would watch videos and, you know, read about it and, you know, just learning about it. And then I would try shit, you know. You would just start trying shit. And eventually you come to find out what does what in the music world. what does this button do, and what does this knob do? And I think that's universal for everything. You know, if you just get into it, watch a few videos, and then you start trying shit, like, experiment, you know? There's no harm in experimentation. You know, especially when you can make a clean slate. I mean, I look at it like painting or creating art, you know, like, it's okay to experiment. Because you can always start over. Like, I think that's the best part. And I think that's what a lot of us creatives love to do. Like, I love to start fresh. I think I have a love-hate relationship with starting fresh. I mean, only if I have a good idea. Or I can lay down a good foundation. That way you don't get stuck super early. But yeah, if you can lay down, like, a good foundation, if you... And the foundation only takes, like, 5 or 10 minutes. Once you lay down that foundation, you can just build right on top of it, which is super cool. And it makes it a lot easier. You feel more comfortable with the foundation already in place. It's kind of like you're building the guidelines. You're setting the guidelines for yourself. So, yeah, that can work in any creative field, but definitely music. You set the rules, build the guidelines. And then because you set the rules, also means you can break them when necessary. So, that's a pro tip right there. But yeah, you know, just going back to what I was saying. If you think you're ready, that means that you are. Like, I really, really do love seeing so many people trying new things. Like, it's really cool. Just giving it a shot, you know? You never know, like, if it's actually gonna work out. You never know if that's what you're meant to do unless you try it out. So, that's my advice. Give it a shot. Try it out. See what happens. You never know. You could find the next best thing. You could find your calling or your purpose. Give it a shot. Try it out. And I know I'm one to, like, I am that type of person who I don't give great advice when somebody asks me, like, hey, should I do this? You know, 9 times out of 10, I'll be like, no, that's a bad idea. But the reality is, I should probably encourage people more. And just because I think they're gonna fail doesn't mean that they're gonna fail. And maybe I'm right, maybe they are gonna fail, but them learning from their mistakes is like a good thing, you know? And I really hope I can do that with my kids. Like, I should encourage them to do things that are not gonna work. That way they learn. And that way they become comfortable with losing. Like, I think that's the ultimate proponent of success. It's one of them. Is not being afraid to fail and being okay with losing. Fear is one thing, but like being okay with it after the fact, that's something else. And so, yeah, just getting comfortable with losing. Like, I'm trying to fall in love with it. And you know what's crazy is, like, it's actually working. Like, it's actually happening. Quick personal story. I had my car towed not too long ago. It's actually, like, a week or two ago. And, it was a lot of money to get it out. It was totally my fault. It's negligence. That's why I got towed. And I took it like a champ, you know? Like a champ. Like, I wasn't happy about it, but it didn't get me down. And by the time I was, like, by the time I figured out it happened, I was already over it. You know what I mean? Like, just thinking about it now, it's kind of weird, but it's like one of those situations where, like, your body, your natural instinct tells you, like, oh, you should be mad, you should be upset at them, at yourself, at God, at the world. Like, you should be upset at somebody, right? And a lot of people want to blame things, and, you know, people do one of two things. They're like, either gonna blame somebody else, which is the most common, or they're gonna blame themselves, but they're gonna be really hard about it on themselves. And both of those things are not good. You know, both are bad for so many reasons. But in this situation, what I was able to do was I was able to, like, hold myself accountable, right? But I was also able to not beat myself up about it. And I wasn't going to be mad at anybody else for it. It was totally my fault. Like, you know, it was an experience. And it's probably one of those mistakes that won't happen as often. Because when you've learned from that lesson, you know, you're a little bit more cautious, you're a little bit more thoughtful. And I remember this other guy who got his car towed at the same time as me. He was just so pissed off. Like, he was upset. He wanted to cuss them out. I mean, he was so angry and upset. Mind you, this guy was a lot older than me. He was dressed very nicely. He had definitely a lot more money than me, from what it looked, you know. And plus, he's much older. So, like, I think if you got 20 years on me, you better be further along than me. just hoping. I mean, that's the way I think. You've had 20 years on me, you know, so it'd be kind of embarrassing for you to not be ahead, but, you know, I don't judge. So, but he looked very, very well off. And so, you know, just the fact that he was so upset, and, like, I don't know, who knows, maybe he didn't make as much money as he'd, like, looked like he did make a lot of money, but you never know. But, yeah, he was just, you know, super upset with the situation. He probably, you know, he blamed them, called it extortion, whatever. But yeah, it's these situations that really build character inside of you. And I'm glad I'm learning these lessons. I mean, I'm still in my 20s, but it's better time now than ever. Now's the time to learn it. You know, the best time to plant a tree was 10 years ago. And the next best time is now. So that's the way I see it. But yes, guys, hold yourself accountable. Start to fall in love with losing. And, you know, at the most, just be okay with it. Even if you don't love it, just tolerate it. Tolerate the losing. And you'll find yourself to be in a much, much better place. And these are the lessons. These are the life lessons that are going to be carrying you throughout your entire career, your lifetime. Like, these are the life lessons necessary, not just for a good life, but for success as well. And I always think that that's like, those go hand in hand. Like, everyone defines success differently. We all have our own version of success. Some people aim high, some people aim low, but no matter where you aim, as long as you're happy, happiness makes a good life. And you have to fight for happiness. I probably say that a lot. I truly mean it. You have to fight for your happiness. You have to fight for your peace. It's not about being right or wrong. It's about being fucking happy. And, you know, I've heard some weird stuff come out nowadays with the whole happiness debate, or the talk of happiness, you know, optimism, right? It tends to be misjudged or misclassified, misidentified. You know, optimism is a superpower. Some people don't think so. But, you know, happiness is like one of those things. Like, that's one of the words that I've heard come up with, which is toxic positivity or something along those lines. And, you know, it's very weird to talk about, because I feel like the new generation loves to just create new words, or, you know, they love to like create something new, put a spin on it, something that was already there. Like, the majority of philosophies already thought of, like, it's already been fleshed out. You know, any of these ideas that I talk about is not new, and they've been around for, you know, hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of years. So, you know, the stuff that I talk about is just like a modern iteration of philosophy. But, you know, I feel like the new generation is always classifying new things, renaming things, or slightly changing the definition of things. It's just what young people do. Like, as a young mind, you want to make a contribution into the world. You want to add something to it. You know, you always want to reinvent the wheel. And there's nothing wrong with that. I admire innovators and people who want to create things. But with some of the thought processes and some of the mindsets, I'm not saying that there's a one-size-fits-all or that everyone should live a certain way. I'm just simply stating that the majority of thoughts and mindsets have kind of already been thought of. You can take the principles that you like, you can take the ideas you like, you can shake them around and change them for yourself, but I don't really believe in changing it for everybody. You know, if you come up with like this really, really great mindset or concept, let's say you come up with something, you would actually become a modern leader in philosophy, or you'd become a thought leader. You know, there's plenty of people out there like this, but you'd become a Simon Sinek, I'm blanking on his name, Tony Robinson. Like, you'd become one of those, you know, speakers. And I think a lot of the stuff that they talk about is not new. Their stuff is not new. They've just been able to rehash it in a modern way. Been able to rehash that in such a modern version that's, you know, easily digestible. But going as so far to change things, change the names and the definitions, it's hard for me to get behind that. But anyways, good life. Everyone defines success differently. As I've been fighting for my happiness, I've been figuring out what makes a good life. I think that's like one of my purposes, is to figure that out. I mean, yes, because I really want it for myself. I really want the good life, whatever that looks like, whatever that feels like and tastes like. But there's another part of me that's like, I want to figure it out for others as well. It's a two-part process, and they go hand in hand. You know, if I can figure out what works for me, well, then I can pass it on, because I'm sure that it would work for a few other people as well. You know, we're not so different, you and I. You're probably just as talented and creative, or even more talented than I am. I mean, I'm no special snowflake. But what I do differently is I attack the problem head first. And I'm not afraid to get my hands dirty. And what I mean by that is, if I gotta bite the bullet, if I gotta do the research, if I have to spend the hours to make something happen, I will. You know, but I didn't invent that. I didn't create that. You know, a lot of the ideas or my belief system has changed rapidly over the years. I mean, gosh, if I met the 19-year-old version of myself or the 17-year-old version of myself, I'd be unrecognizable. And I wonder how that conversation would go. Would it go good? Would it go sour? I mean, I don't know. But I'm just in a much different place mentally, thinking about, you know, some of the things that I feel like back then I was just trying to make it happen, you know, like trying to take on everything at once. And now my process has slowed down to slowly master the lessons, you know, to become a master in my craft, and to really, really nail it down, which I know is a slow process. But as a kid, I was just trying to take on everything at once. I wanted to master it all at once. And that's not the way you eat an elephant. You can't swallow it whole. So, yeah, everyone tries to be some big python or anaconda and just swallow the whole elephant. That's not how it works. You gotta go slow. Gotta go slow. You gotta do it right. And that's my mindset right now. Slow but right. I'd rather the process go slow, but you do it right. You know, it's kind of like building a boat, or a plane. You know, you want to build it very fast and it not work properly. You'll probably sink or, you know, fall out of the sky. But me, I'm like, yeah, take 10 years, build the boat right. Take 10 years, build the plane right. You don't want any holes in the ship, you know. So yeah, that's the way I see it. And we all see it differently. I'm open to other opinions and perspectives. I love to listen to what other people have to say, because their perspective tends to help my perspective, whether it's reinforcing some of my ideas or teaching me something new, adding a new idea. Gosh, I love that. I really do love that. Like, when you start to like listen, like really listen, you learn so much. That's why I love like hearing people's stories. Like when people tell me about their travels and their experiences, I'm just like fascinated. Like, you know, like it's so cool. And you know what I realized, because I talk to, you know, mothers, of course, run into them all the time, and they're very proud of their kids, you know, very proud, and, you know, doesn't really have a full idea about what they do, but they're just proud, and I think that's neat. I think that's cool, and they want to share that with the world about how proud they are. But yeah, we need that encouragement. Actually, I've had this song idea stuck in my head for a long time. It's not too long, but maybe going on a few months, and yeah, I haven't even got started to the process or recording it, but it sounds like it would be a great song idea. Just needs work, and I'll probably get there. But yeah, like this new AI stuff that's coming out is like kind of crazy too. I don't know how it's going to affect music entirely, but I'm sure that there's going to be a lot of softwares and programs built around this AI application. So I'm excited for it. Let's see what happens. It's all happening way too fast, and I think that all of us understand that. Gosh, I miss doing these podcasts, because it's really like a diary entry, you know, for the world to see. It's like a documentation of my process. And one day I'll go back and listen to it, and, you know, my kids will get to listen to it, grandkids, like, it's gonna be cool. So I just think of that stuff. Legacy. But yes, you know, AI's taking everything by storm. That's the other thing why I really love doing these podcasts, is because, like, I do a lot of social media right now. You know, I'm on all the major platforms, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok. And what's funny is I've been saying them more often too, which is interesting. Been talking about them a lot. And what's funny is, like, these platforms keep changing. And social media, like, although it's cool, like, I get bored really easy. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I love learning about other people, and, like, I'm sure I can go on people's profiles and, like, you know, really look at everything that they have going on, but I don't know. I'm just not that interested. I think it's, like, it goes back to, like, me not being interested in the competition, too. Like, I'm just not interested. I'm more focused on what I'm doing than what the competition is doing. It's kind of like if you're playing in a tournament, you know, you're going to be focused on the tournament. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Basically, let's say, like, you're doing something and then somebody else is doing something in their lane. Like, maybe you're running track, right? If you're running, like, a 100-meter dash or 500-meter run, like, you're not gonna look at the other runners. Whether they're behind you or in front of you, I mean, yeah, you might notice them, but you're not gonna look back at them. You're not gonna look to the side. Like, you're not gonna pay attention to what somebody else is doing because they're competing with you. So, what you ought to do is focus on the task at hand and stay as focused as possible so you can get the best outcome. And so, yeah, I'm just not interested in, like, competitors or, you know, friends, family. Like, it's really cool. Like, I think that, you know, people are posting stuff and they're doing things, and that's all fine and dandy, but I don't know, there's just something about it, like, I'm not super interested. And so, what I am more interested about is, like, the human interaction, like, the face-to-face. Like, if you tell me about your experience and you went downtown and you tell me where you went and what you did and who you met, I'm way more interested in that because we're talking face-to-face, you know. But if you post a picture at a place and, you know, there's people in it that I don't really know, like, or maybe I do know them, I don't know, like, it doesn't matter to me, like, because let's say, like, you took a picture with three other people, and one of them's a doctor, and two of them are pilots, I wouldn't know that, unless they're wearing the uniform, so, and I wouldn't really know, like, anything about them or their story. But if you told me about them and you said, oh, I went to this, you know, bar and I met this doctor and two pilots, and yeah, these two pilots were from Malaysia, and, you know, like, it could get really, really in-depth, and I'm just more interested in that. That's way more exciting to me. So my point is, with this little rant that I've been going on, is that social media has just been getting a little bleh for me. It's getting a little boring, and I would like to say that's also partly because I'm not having as many interactions as I wish I was. Like, I really wish I could just hop on social media and have, like, 20 to 100 questions being asked at me per day. And I know that sounds like a lot, and it kind of is, but, you know, I would just love to go in there and just start answering. Or, you know, maybe people want to have discussions about certain things. You know, maybe people want to jump into a audio space, or maybe they want to have a phone call, or, you know, I'd be much more interested in that. And so what I really think I'm tired of is, like, just sending my thoughts out into the ether, hoping somebody picks it up. Like, don't get me wrong, things are nice, things are great, like, I'm getting there. It's a process, and I have to keep reminding myself. But we all have that lack of patience, you know, like inside of us that just wants it now. Like we want it to happen now. And me, I'm just, you know, tired of consuming. So, there's that. But I feel great. I mean, things are going good, so I can't really complain. There's always gonna be more opportunities that come your way. So if you miss out on something, don't beat yourself up about it. It's like 1 a.m. right now, and I fell asleep super early. But it's been, gosh, over half an hour, so I really do appreciate you guys so much, and I hope you enjoyed this behind-the-scenes deep dive into my thought process, and let me know what you think. You know, shoot me a message, write it in the comments. I'd love to hear what you guys think. So, appreciate you guys. Make sure you keep on doing what makes you happiest. Thanks. Peace.